Tov nun aleph siv gimel sakinim magilo bikli rishon umutorim. Knives, it's enough to be magil them in a kli rishon. And the mutter, in other words, we treat the sakin as something that absorbs the heat through a kli rishon. And the question over here is that if you have something that absorbs the chametz directly, like if you roast chametz on a skewer, then it's not enough to do hagola. You have to actually put it in the fire till it gets red hot. So the Mishnah Berurah points this out, that Lamaisa says in the halacha, a sakin that was boleya iser, that we do treat it as if it's boleya directly, and you have to do libun. But says in the Mishnah Berurah that over here, since those that say that in respect to chametz, it's more lenient, because when it was boleya the chametz was still muta, and therefore, according to those opinion, you always at most need hagolah by chametz. And there are other opinions that hold that knives generally don't assume that their ikur belia is through direct heat with the chametz, but stirring up liquids or whatever else. Even though once in a while you may stick it into a burning hot baked goods or pashtida, kugel or something like that. But since the majority of the tashmish is not that fashion, so ikur din hagol helps. Mishbuda says that if it's possible, one should buy new knives or do libun. Kli rishon. What is a kli rishon? That's nikra. We call it a kli rishon. Shirtichu by mayim ala ish. You boil the water in it on the fire. Afilu ein ato ala ish rak shodena rotech. Even if it's off the fire, but it's still bubbling, it's enough. The koydim ha'golatoch l'shufim yofe mashrez v'rechaim l'have kol l'chaludu shivalem koydach shevim. If there's any rust on the kli, it does not help to do hagolah, because hagolah doesn't get underneath the rust. There may be some chametz stuck in the bumps of the rust. So you have to scrape off all the rust. If there are crevices in it and you cannot get into them, then you cannot do hagolah. So what do you do? You have to burn out these areas with his indentations, because when you burn it out, then you can be sure that it will burn out any chametz that was there. Says Rambo, "Vanadon shel sakinim ein lo takona ba'agola ve'osel achnas v'sakin v'pesach." If you have some type of holder that you use to keep the knives inside of it, you cannot do hagol on that, because it's very hard to scrape out anything stuck on it. It's narrow and deep. The only way to do it, if it's something that's made that's sewed together, you have to open up all the stitches and unfold it. It's the best way to do it is just put it away for Pesach.